What? Yeah. No, I'm... Yeah, I'm behaving myself. No, I'm not playing in abandoned buildings. What? Again? Now. I suppose you had those people follow me again. Fine. Hey, this is Jimmy Farrow from Monty and the Farrow, and I want to thank all our subscribers. We have now passed 14,000 on our YouTube channel, but I want to ask our subscribers to take the next step for us and become a full-fledged member of Monty and the Farrow. Yeah, that's right, folks. There's three different levels to choose from. There's free shirts, there's free autographs. Just check it out and become a member of Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty and the Farrow. Later.
Mendez, and I'm here at the number one Long Island broadcast, Monty and Farrow. I have the best time ever.
Hey, listen, Daddy. You're listening to the number one broadcast, Monty and Farrow, Daddy, in Long Island. The best pro wrestling broadcast of all time, I think.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, man, it feels good to be back on YouTube. It was quite disappointing what happened to us, but we bounced back pretty fairly quickly.
Well, what else would we do? We're almost at 5,000 subscribers.
Well, speaking of that, man, we need more members.
Okay.
What do you think we need to do to get the people of those 5,000 subscribers to come on and join the team as a Monty and the Farrow member?
Nudity is out of the question. Any other ideas?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But what I do have a few ideas.
Well, just like Prell, they should tell two friends, and they could tell two friends, and so on and so on. Hit the like, hit the subscribe. Well, check out all our content.
But that's, you know what? That's why you're the star of the show, because guess what? Members get special content. Even we spoke about it. Farrell came to me one day and he goes, man, what's the deal? I can't even watch some of these videos because I'm not a member. And I said, there you go, Farrell. You got to be a member because this is what the members get. They get free content
nice.
That none of the other fans that watch this show get.
That's right.
You get free autographs from some of these wonderful stars that come in, right?
Nice.
All you do is you go to the MNP webpage or right our own page and shoot us an email and say, hey, man, I want a picture of Tommy Rich, I want a picture or whatever. And boy, that's on its way.
We give them their choice.
That's right.
We rock.
We do rock.
And you need to rock, too. Join.
All right. Welcome to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty and the Farrow, only seen here out of Indie Music TV, straight out of Ronkonkoma, Long Island. And back in the saddle is our producer, Jared, fresh from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's great.
Dude, what was it like? What were you doing?
Couple beaches, went to some hikes, waterfalls.
Did you hit the castle?
No, I hit a fort. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Okay.
It was like a World War II fort.
How were the ladies?
Not as many as you'd think.
What?
Yeah, I think I was in the wrong areas.
Would you go during down season? I don't get it.
It was March, so it should have been spring break.
Yeah. Really should have been. Oh, you're right. That was a fort. Right. For some reason, I think of it as a... It's right on the edge of a cliff by the water, right?
Yeah,
of course. In San Juan.
Said he had a good time, though. He had a good time, so it's good. Little roll call, man. We got John in the house. Roy's in the house.
Hey.
Let me see who else we got here. We have Jason. Jason, how are you, buddy?
What up?
ESO, and by the way, catch ESO, the after show, after our show at 10:30, I believe. ESO hitting home runs on that show, doing very well.
Yep.
Let me see who else we got here. Phil, He says, happy 316 day, everybody.
What?
Stingers, how are you?
What?
RJ Hudson in the house.
Nice,
always glad
nice.
To see
What's
RJ.
Up, guys? What is
Cher
up?
Cher Bear, how are you, Cher?
Cher Bear.
Always glad when you come on board.
What's up, babe?
What else we got here? What, do you got a personal relationship with that with Cher Bear? You call her babe? What's that all about?
Oh, well, maybe I do. How about them apples?
How about them apples?
What are you going to do?
So happy 316 day.
Yeah, absolutely. It was brought up to me today when I was doing my thing during the day. Somebody came up and was like, Farrell, happy 316 day.
And
I was like,
and what did you say?
I went, what?
You said, what is that?
I just do what all day? It's
Wrestling
much.
World celebrates Austin 316 day on March 16th, which means it's 316 day in celebration of one of the most famous wrestling promos of all time, Austin 316 promo cut on after King of the Ring 1996 on Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah. Thumping his Bible.
Greatest wrestling promo ever.
What Austin did?
Yeah.
Or the trigger point of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, character in the history of the business?
Not asking you first, is it the greatest promo? When you saw
It's in the conversation.
When you saw that, were you like, oh my God.
I love when
God,
you throw these at me. I got to start thinking. I'm like, all these great promos over the years.
When you saw the King of the Ring and he does that promo, you're like, the wrestling world just changed. The way that people talk, like, we knew something special
Absolutely.
Was happening that day.
Anybody who says that's full of shit.
Thank you, finally.
As far as that goes, you're full of shit. But, you know, it spawned, like I said, great promo in hindsight, amazingly important promo. At the time, really good promo. Really good. I thought at the time, wow, what a great promo that was. But I didn't think to myself, wow, this is it. He's going to be the biggest thing since Hulk Hogan. Come on.
I know they say this on the documentaries, but as far as I went, when I saw the promo or saw that King of the Ring, I was like, whatever. I wasn't an Austin guy. I really wasn't.
I liked what he was turning into. I could see that he was becoming very cool.
A little cooler.
Yeah, I usually catch that shit
But
fast.
I remember Raw afterwards, they had all those people wearing 316 shirts, and that's when I was like, whoa, what is this all about?
Well, you know what? And who's responsible for that marketing genius, by the way? Vince.
Of course.
Vince jumped the fuck right on that. Didn't he?
Yeah.
And wasn't Austin basically allowed to have some freedom on that one? That wasn't written for him, right?
Yeah.
So I find it amazing that Vince was able to jump on that shit fast. You know, once again, he knows what he's doing. Well, he sure knew what he was doing.
How was Austin to you as a wrestler?
Serviceable. Good. Solid. Solid. Great brawler. Okay. You know what? Brawling counts. You ever think about that? You know, everybody talks about technical prowess, this, that, and the other thing. What about the great brawlers? That's a style, too. If you're a great brawler, you're a great... Stone Cold is one of the greatest brawlers
when you think
in this business's history.
When you think of Stone Cold, do you think about great feuds?
Yeah, I do.
Like who?
Rock. Rock.
Okay. Rock.
Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Great. Buried Alive? What are you talking about? No, dude, they had a great rivalry. That's a great rivalry. I'm sorry. That's one of his great all-time opponents is Undertaker. Undertaker and Rock come to mind right away.
I said feuds. Rivalries.
I enjoyed the shit out of Austin Undertaker. Now, they did some stupid things like putting him on a cross and stuff like that or whatever the fuck they did. They put him on, the Undertaker's symbol, which is really stealing from Raven anyway, the whole idea.
Well, you know that.
But that's a whole nother, you're right. That's a whole nother story.
First lady in the house, Maria, welcome.
Maria.
Good to see you. Little Patty, always glad to see you.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to tell you that Austin, the character, like, think about it. When that whole thing down went with Tyson, right? Mm-hmm. That match against Michaels, even though there was importance behind it because he wins the belt, that match wasn't that good, right? I don't remember it being that good. In fact, I felt like it was disappointing.
I didn't think it was disappointing. I thought that it got the job done. That's about it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not jumping up and down calling it an all-time, you know, whatever.
The story of Steve Austin.
Historically, it's an all-time very important moment.
The story of the Steve Austin is more important than the actual wrestler, I think, in a lot of, if I'm explaining it the right way.
He just had so much it factor. It was
insane. When the glass broke, it was like...
Everything about him.
Yes.
Catching the beers. Did you ever notice the guy almost never drops one?
Yeah.
And who's throwing them to him? Roger Clemens?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he was always on target.
Always,
I'm like, always. Who is doing this? You know, who's throwing those beers? And he always caught them.
And you know what? Really, honestly, I'm an idiot for saying what was his great feud. His great feud was with Mr. McMahon. I don't even know why I wasn't even thinking
that. You know, it's
that.
Funny when you say that. All I thought of were the wrestlers. Meanwhile, the greatest heel in the history of the business. What about me, fucko?
That's right.
Yeah, whoops.
So dumb me. Yeah. So, yeah, probably
but
the greatest heel.
But you had a legitimate, like, you know, interesting point to bring up to talk about as far as the wrestlers go.
Right.
The Rock is the first one, right? I mean, come on. They main evented how many WrestleManias together? That was a great feud.
JB says, didn't Sean have a broken back? I don't know if anything Sean told was
the truth. Who knows? Sean was definitely busted up, though.
But,
he was busted up.
You know, he had a hurt knee.
What about the fight
title.
The fight that time, too? Was he? You know, did he knock himself out to, like, take a few months
That's
off?
That's funny. Well, if you listen to Shane, he did. But, I don't know.
We don't. We have
That's
no
funny.
Idea. But, you know, you make an interesting point. The Austin match with Michaels is important historically, but it's not. It's nowhere near some of the classics that we've seen.
Before we went on air, wrestler Jeff Gaylord passed. Do you remember Jeff Gaylord at all?
I can't say I do. Should I?
I don't remember him either, man. He was a WCCW. He's the Black Knight in WWF.
The Black Knight?
Again, I wouldn't know that.
The Black
Knight. You know what I mean?
Knight.
Was it Greg Valentine, the Red Knight?
Was he?
I think so.
Oh, jeez. I don't. I don't.
Barry Horowitz. Was a knight. Shawn Michaels.
Who was
knight,
the masked
remember?
Fellow? Was there a black knight? The black knight that wore the mask?
I think so, yeah.
I think I do remember that. I could be off, though.
Big Bassetti says Bret Hart helped make Stone Cold. Of course. Totally agreed. That was a great match.
That
was a great feud, too.
And you know what's funny? If it wasn't for that match, that WrestleMania wasn't very good. So, at least from what I remember.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Jay Will says, saw the end of AEW last night. They had quite the crowd in Canada. J.A., you'll hear us on the Friday show, but I got to tell you, I don't know what you're feeling right now about that. It's like I'm watching these guys, and we were talking about Moxley dropping two pile drivers on Grayson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Grayson kicking out. And we were saying, isn't that an embarrassment for the old school wrestler?
Who
like
used the, like Orndorff, who used the pile driver.
Right. Or Ray Stevens, right?
Oh, my God, Ray Stevens. Or Tombstone with
and
the pile driver.
Harley Race, too, didn't he?
Harley Race had a killer pile driver.
You know, what, are you going to tell me that Grayson could kick out of there?
Number
pile
one,
drivers?
Who is Grayson to kick out of one pile driver? Number two, what are you doing shitting all over the pile driver? The pile driver is a serious fucking move and should always be treated that way. But these, you know, nowadays it's okay to discard the impact of a pile driver. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Big Bassetti says AEW sucks right now.
Oh, it's awful.
I think
agree.
It's slowly just if they ever I'd hate
I
to
so
say
agree,
this, if they
Freddy.
Ever needed CM Punk.
Oh my God, yeah. They are bland, boring, and every name that they bring in, they don't know what to do with anyway. It's bad. And all these, like, what did you say? Every match is a title match, and they're meaningless fucking titles.
Yes.
They're meaningless.
PJ's in the house.
Yeah.
JB says Corny PJ. Was going off about that. He should. I didn't hear it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could
Davio
see that.
Davio says, what's up, Monty? Friends Davio. And fellow friends. All right. Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen assaulted and thrown to the ground by a teenager in Florida.
Teenager.
Whoops. Def Leppard star Rick Allen was viciously assaulted by a teenager in Florida where the group was co-headlining and performance. It has been claimed the 59-year-old has been in town to perform with the band at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on Sunday along Motley Crue.
Yeah.
However, he was left shaken when he was reportedly knocked to the ground by a 19-year-old in a shocking attack. According to reports, a drummer lost his arm in 1984 car crash, stepped outside of the hotel for a cigarette. Max Hartley was hiding behind a pillar and allegedly pounced on the musician full speed, knocking him to the ground. Thoughts on that?
Max Hartley, you're a fucking corn shoot. You douchebag. Now, look, you could be mad for, pour some sugar on me, just like I was when I heard it the first time.
You didn't like that?
But No, not growing up with the early Def Leppard records.
Pour
no.
Pour some sugar on me.
God. In the name of... I hate that song. This song's awful. Because that's not Def Leppard, and unfortunately it is Def Leppard. So, I don't know, you didn't like the early Def Leppard stuff? Didn't they? I know that Rick had his accident, and they had to change the sound dramatically with, you know, drum machines. Maybe it's the drum machines.
Wait a minute,
they
help me with
like
this.
A hard rock band that got all stylish. It was like,
help me with this. Jay Will says, M&P, I am glad you guys lent SVB some money this week. Who's SVB?
SV who?
B?
Who's SVB?
I don't know. Jay, you got to help me with that, man.
I got no idea who SVB is.
I have a feeling it could be really funny, but I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't know either. Who's SVB?
PJ says, not the driver, but the DDT Jake said was the best, and asked if he was mad about the DDT being treated like a non-finish and overused. His best response, he said, I'm not mad. No one kicked out of my DDT.
Right.
That's a pretty good comment.
It's a great comment, but it still shits all over the DDT. It doesn't change things. DDT was a great move, and now it's just a regular everyday move.
What is the greatest finishing move in the history of moves?
Why do you do this to me? I got to think about that one. That's hard. The greatest finisher, the most over finisher probably, is the stunner. It's the stunner. Every time Austin hit that in the prime of his career, the fucking explosion. And it would come out of nowhere. You know what's another great finisher? The RKO. That is one of the greatest finishers ever.
That's great.
You know? And Hogan's whole spiel with the leg. I know it's all simple today, but what are you going to say? That wasn't the closing of Hogan's matches. The whole act of the finishing moment was one of the greatest things ever seen in this business.
Which was greater, the Eddie Guerrero frog splash or the Jimmy Superfly Snuka splash?
I'm going to have to go with Jimmy Snuka, but technically the answer is probably, if you're being technical, which one looked more beautiful? Eddie.
Agreed.
Eddie's frog splash was amazing.
But
however,
nothing was better when Jimmy went to that top rope.
However, there is one other man who does a frog splash
RVD.
Pretty damn good.
I know you're going to say
RVD. Yeah. We didn't loan him any money, did we? SVB, RVD. Maybe it's RVD.
I'll check it in a minute.
Did you loan Rob money? He needed weed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
I should be loaning Rob Van Dam
money.
Dude. Please.
Dude.
Disneyland Kansas song recorded by Jackson 5 and Louis Armstrong because it's racist.
Stop before you read the rest of it. Jackson 5 and Louis Armstrong on a song together because it's racist that's been canceled? Do you know what the song is, by any chance?
Old Disney animated films are good for soul. They are wholesome, fun, and family, often packed with many valuable lessons that can be used throughout life. Take the Disney animated classic Lion King, for example.
Yeah.
One of the most pivotal scenes suggested how to deal with a troubling in the past situation. I don't know. Hold on a second.
Why would they cancel the song? And wait a minute. I mean, if Michael and his family and Louis Armstrong sang it, why didn't they immediately identify it as a problem? What is this?
I'm going to tell you.
This is very strange.
Let me see here.
Very strange.
It is.
Cancels the song. Well, there's a lot of canceling going on nowadays, so I'm actually not...
The past can't hurt, but there's a way to see it. You can either run from it or learn from it. Rafiki, yeah. The Lion King.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I knew this was the song that is considered racist.
What's that?
Zippity Doo Dah.
Oh, the Song of the South.
Song of the South.
That's old news.
By the way...
I've known about that for a long time.
May I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are your feelings about the shit movie Song of the South?
The shit movie Song of the South?
No, not the shit. The movie Song of the South.
Oh. I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. I don't remember thinking it was awful, but, you know, I was a little kid. I haven't seen that movie probably in 45 years, if not longer. I remember there was a very funny song being sung about, Did I See an Elephant Fly? Did I see an elephant fly? Anybody else out there ancient like me and know what the fuck I'm talking about? Probably not. But
listen, hold on. I want to say something.
I mean, it's
Big Busfetti.
It's a footnote in Disney movies.
I want you to respect this. Big Busfetti just gave us $200.
What do we do? Is that to give to SVB?
I don't know, but I got to tell
Busfetti,
Joseph, thank you very much.
Bow,
it will go
bow to
good hands. We promise. Jay Will, Song of the South.
Thank you.
Have not been seen since I have not seen.
Yeah, that's what
either.
I'm saying. I saw it,
man,
as a kid.
Did I love that that movie, man.
Listen, I enjoyed all the Disney movies from back in the day. Honestly, Song of the South was one of the lesser successful ones, but all Disney movies back in the day were met usually pretty warmly by the
PJ just said he saw it.
Long time ago, man. I'd have to check it. Is it banned now, the movie? I mean, is it something you can't even find? Or
I'm going to have to check it out.
Very interesting.
All right. So on Sunday, Sunday, we had a Sinister Minister in here with Maxie Impaler. Thoughts?
Max is unsettling. Very unsettling. And why is it the obsession with my hat lately? What's going on with my hat?
It's cool to touch the hat.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, did you see Max? Max is scary.
Thoughts on Sinister Minister?
Love him. I love the guy. I loved him before he got here that day. So I was already a fan. I found him to be very real, very, very good guy. Very cool.
Sunday. Very
cool. Smart guy, too.
Sunday, yeah. March 19th, 11:30.
Yeah.
PJ 13.
What about him?
In studio.
Yeah, what about him?
Are you ready?
Are they ready?
So a little history.
Not you, Jamie. You're all right.
So a little history.
I like Jamie.
Wolfie was in here. PG-13 was supposed to be in there last year, if everybody remembers.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Dundy no-showed the entire weekend.
Right.
Wolfie was not happy.
I can't say I blamed him at
the
time.
He went on to trash Jamie and said some really, really bad things.
It was rough. Like, rough.
He really didn't care about Bobby Eaton. He didn't care about his own daughter, hated his father. Yeah. I mean, the list is pretty long, right?
It was fairly
rough. He was blowing it out.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Then we had a little bit of connection with Wolfie. He wanted to do his own show. We brought him on the channel. He got himself some, we got him some sponsors.
Right.
And then he decided he didn't want to do it anymore. Got his money and he ran.
Wolfie disappeared.
Right, which is fine. It wasn't fine, but I was done with it.
Right.
But then, you know, there was some outside contact from Wolfie, and I wasn't happy, and I wasn't a fan of Wolfie. But in between that, Jamie Dundee and his wife contacted me, and Jamie Dundee wanted to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had Jamie Dundee about a couple of weeks afterwards.
Yes, we did.
And probably, in my opinion, Jamie one of the most incredible interviews.
Jamie was great. Jamie is very engaging. That was an excellent
interview. And his wife is very engaging.
Yes. Yes.
So those two were at odds for a very long time, and then most recently reunited in a couple of matches in Tennessee or some shit.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But now they're in studio, so we've got a bit of a problem. We don't get along with Jamie. Not Jamie, with Wolfie.
No, I'm good with Jamie.
But we get but again, Wolfie. Is Jamie good with us?
That's a whole nother story.
You know, when they had their reconciliation, they were discussing our show but refused to name it. Now, if Jamie...
That's wrong. Right? We should have named it. That's wrong. But okay. Okay. I'm staying right here like Rob Van Dam taught me after we met him. I'm staying right here. So this way, no matter what the fuck happens, I start from an even playing field.
Well, what do you think can actually happen?
He could say the wrong thing to you, and you can twist him into bookends.
I will tell you, I can promise everybody out there, I will not stand for one thing on
Sunday.
That's
what
I'm
going
thinking. To guarantee
And that's
it.
Why Captain Bipolar over here, because we know how I can get. I'm going to come in like this. The second I see your temperature go up, you already know what's going to happen to me. You know what's going
to
happen.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Guys, I'm going to tell you this interview could be cut real short. Like, I can guarantee I won't even want to be in the mood on Sunday.
Yeah, well, this could go 5 minutes in.
It could go five
and
minutes.
And you know what, yeah. Jared, on Sunday, you got to do me a favor. You know, I know your mic's off, but you could just nod to me. Make sure you play. I have on standby. If any shit goes down, put on 5 minutes alone from Pantera, because I need a little inspiration.
I got you.
Nice. You said 5 minutes. I said,
you know, Jared,
minutes.
We got, you know what, man? I'm thinking,
this
and I'm being really honestly
way,
here.
But okay.
Because, you know, respect to this station and the owner and you, I'm thinking you put a one camera shoot on us and a one camera shoot on PG-13. Because if something happens, even that TV,
Spidey,
I know
you're
off
grinning,
to the side.
But,
he thinks he's kidding.
Spidey, seriously, do not have too much shit here that day. Keep it basic.
All right, for sure.
All right, because I have no idea if, like, he says the wrong thing, and then Mike, you know, I...
It could be
just
small.
Be ready for the basic cleanup, okay?
It could be rough.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. March 30th, we got Mitch Seinfeld, the pitch man, will Seinfeld. Be in the house. And May 5th, we got Manny Fernandez, along with Tommy Rich.
Oh, yeah.
To the right is the star show, Mr. Jimmy Farrow. Jimmy, along...
Hey, yo.
With his partner from Wisteria Hall... Bart Griggs, make up the band, Wisteria Hall. And you can catch them on iTunes
And what else? Come on. Reverb Nation.
If you're going to take Reverb Nation, go all the way.
I don't. I'm trying. Reverb Nation.
You're doing well.
What
God.
Else are we on? Spotify? We on Spotify?
Yep.
Okay, what else are we on?
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
But you forgot, what are all the songs?
Are iTunes even around anymore?
What are all the songs you sing?
Oh, well, you know, we sing such great songs like In My Dreams, Here Comes the Rain, and of course, the theme song from Monty and the Pharaoh, Riding High.
All right.
Bartman. See, I even got that in. Got it all.
Finish it up.
Fantastic. I don't know what happens next. What happens next?
What are we watching?
You've been watching. That's the. I closed the show. No, you tell them what they're
If you
watching.
Didn't know, you were watching Long Island's number one pro wrestler broadcast, Monty Nefaro. Catch us on the Monty Nefaro YouTube page, the Monty Nefaro Facebook Live page. Hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, the Monty Nefaro Twitch TV page.
Nice.
And if you're lucky to live in New York, you can catch us on Channel 115 every Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and Channel 20 on Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
Nice.
Also, please watch us on the new app, Intuitive, that's Intuitive Network, where we are their one and only television broadcast on there, where they have these wonderful documentaries along with movies and a whole bunch of good stuff.
Mm.
We'll be right back with what we're calling Loyalties, a Pledge of Truth to Oneself and Others.
We pledge to be right back in a moment.
Sir?
Ah.
Manscaped?
Uh-huh.
You know... Have you tried the new equipment that's been sent?
I'm afraid because it says weed whacker. I'm scared.
Maven, Manscaped. What are you thinking about Manscaped, dude?
Love it.
What do you use it for?
Necessity. What don't I use it for? Put it this way. The only hair I have on my entire body is these eyebrows.
Yeah.
That you see. These caterpillars racing to the middle of my nose. That's it.
That is it.
That's all I have. And that's all I want.
That's the
So pick. Manscaped. It's a must.
We were talking before the show. There's nothing worse than just hair.
Yeah.
Right? Hair on a woman, hair on a man. It's just bad.
Absolutely. And it's the one thing that the older I get, it starts growing more in unwanted areas.
Absolutely.
I hate it.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Just going to go out there.
Oh, boy.
Go for it.
You're doing a deed.
Yes.
Again, I don't want you to admit this because we... As men, we try not to admit this, but if you're going to go do the deed on a woman,
I know
would you rather have her be hairless or a little hair, racing stripe, or
racing stripe.
Full retro bush? Racing
well,
stripe.
Retro bush is out.
Yes, thank you.
Retro bush is out.
Yeah.
I don't mind a small, well-manicured landing strip. Every now and then, if it's completely, and I'm talking like baby's ass bald, then I start. Where is that pedophilia line that I'm? That I'm. I don't want to wander into that.
That's very interesting. Like that. I never thought about it. You're a smart dude. Holy shit!
So if the landing strip is clean enough for the plane to go in smoothly, you're cool with that.
If the landing strip is like I said, well manicured.
Yeah,
you can see both sides. It's not
like blinking lights on both sides of that. Landing?
I don't want. You know, I don't want the shrubbery going off into unwanted areas on that.
Gotcha.
As well.
Oh, yeah, look what you found. Ooh.
I got to be all honest, gotcha. Though. Hey, the older I get, though, I don't think I can be as...
I found it!
Have you ever gone down there and like, just like, she slowly brings down the underwear then?
What is...
Retro. Just,
absolutely.
You're like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 46,
like it pops out? Do you like walk out or what do you do?
No, I muster through. I muster up the courage to get through.
He's a trooper.
Yeah.
He's a trooper. Gotta give him an ace.
Yeah, wow. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I couldn't say. Well, if you have the same beliefs as Maven does, Manscaped could help you.
Absolutely.
The weed whacker.
Absolutely.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I may have to, like, you know, go in a room, close the door, and hang out with the weed whacker for a little while.
Yeah, I think you're a retro guy, aren't you?
I like 70s adult films, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
but with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with this wrestling icon, Maven.
We will see you in a drop kick second.
Drop kick.
Do you treat your dog as part of the family? Well, so do we. So why not celebrate your pup's birthday with the ultimate party box? Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Party Pup Info, and let us make your pup's party or any celebration perfection.
and Nitro's Garage for all your automotive needs. Call 646-675-2349. That's 646-675-2349 for all your automotive needs. M&J Video Games and Collectibles. Sport and non-sport cards, wrestling items, autographed items. We buy, sell, and trade. M&J Video Games and Collectibles, located at 1049 Queen Street, Southington, Connecticut. Call us at 1-860-479-9223 or 860-93-GAMES. M&J Video Games and Collectibles.
All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty Nefaro. Sorry, man, I had to go extra long on a commercial. I got a little bit of cold that's kind of going away at this point. It started like a couple of days ago, and it's kind of going away. It's
what
so
you gonna
fucking
do,
annoying, man.
Yep.
Phil says, again, I want to see Max the Impaler against Maven's friend sitting on the couch together. What could go wrong?
Phil, that would be, I would pay for that match.
I got to be honest, if I'm a smart businessman.
Max versus Negan.
How well do you think, I'm gonna take a screenshot of that guy on the couch, and I'm going to put on T-shirts. Do you think anyone will buy it?
I think our audience will. The guy's a legend.
He's
a legend.
Jared, would you buy that T-shirt?
Of the guy falling asleep on the couch while Maven laughs and like chuckles it up?
I would definitely buy that T-shirt.
I'm telling you.
How cool would that shirt be?
You know what's amazing? All this time, we've worked so hard to get over with our beloved, you know, folks at home.
Right.
This guy takes a nap on a couch. He's God.
He's over.
What is going on here?
He's over, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, Phil, what would it be? A lights out match? His lights are already out. Hey.
Well, talking about mustaches, Jay Will says Billy Busek, Dutch Mantel.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah. Leroy Neiman. There's a mustache.
Leroy Neiman.
He was the artist that used to do the paintings. Don't you remember the famous artist?
Ox Baker.
Oh, that's the greatest. Let me tell you, you know what?
I used to have one memory of Ox Baker that was in Escape.
Yeah, but now
New
it's
York.
Ruined.
And it's ruined.
It's
now.
Ruined because of that horrendous movie where
thank
he's.
Thank you. You got the same thing.
Where he's cooking fucking eggs
for 25 minutes on a documentary.
Oh my God. Who's sitting there going, that's gripping? That's engaging.
Oh my God. You're so
I mean,
right.
What is it? Does that make you a complete wrestling fan because you're so interested in how he poaches eggs? That was horrible. And what's with his fingernails?
RJ Hudson says,
hey, I cut mine.
Falling asleep match.
Falling asleep match.
That'd be good.
Really? Yeah, but Max doesn't look like Max has slept in 1,000 years. Max is wired to the core.
Max,
I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
What about Max? Max gave
so
the
Sims
shit out of me.
Was the agent. Now, tell me how you feel about this. He was the agent for Max, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So Max, from what I understand, is wrestles in Japan.
Okay.
And Max wrestles in the NWA.
Yeah.
So she does an independent against.
Max does an independent.
Go ahead. Did I say she?
I didn't hear it.
All right. So Max
go ahead.
Does an independent show
mm-hmm.
Before she comes in studio that Saturday
mm-hmm.
in some wrestling organization.
Yeah.
And they let the girl champion
mm-hmm.
go over on Max. So I say to Sims that Monday,
that's
I go,
awful.
Are you representing Max during that weekend? He goes, yeah. I said, so how do you let them go over on
her? No way.
Max.
I never would.
So he goes, well, no way. You know, she didn't mind. I said, not she didn't mind. Max didn't mind.
Very good.
And
very good.
I said, dude, it doesn't matter. It's bad for a reputation.
Yeah, protect your client.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And he's like, well, these promoters, they get. I'm like, so then go, listen, if you want your champion to win, have it by count out, disqualification. What is wrong with that nowadays? You can't use the old disqualification?
Did Eric get a cut of her match itself?
I don't know.
Because if there was a cut somehow involved, I'll bet you he would have fought for her to win the match. The more she wins, the more Max wins.
PJ says there's only one person that's awake for AEW is Tony Khan because he's on all that cocaine.
Right.
That dude is on cocaine.
Absolutely.
Phil says Raleigh Fingers and Ron Bass had stashes.
Raleigh Fingers had a killer mustache.
Thoughts on Ron Bass?
Ron Bass was cool.
I couldn't stand him, man.
He was cool.
Remember when Georgia Championship Wrestling with that stupid
Ron Bass was a,
horseshoe
was,
on his
it was your classic cowboy bad guy. He was fine.
He was terrible, dude.
Well,
I'm
compared
sorry.
To Stan Hansen, he's the drizzling shits, but what are we saying? You know?
Yeah, unbelievable, man.
Stan Hansen was the greatest.
All right, man. Last week, we spoke about the Hall of Fame. So, recently announced, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Is in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And
that's brilliant, by the way.
I think on Wednesday they announced the great Muta.
Okay. That's, I can see
Ray,
that.
Ray, I see. Feelings on Muta.
No, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that.
Why?
Well, because Great Muta has been a big name internationally for decades. He's had a great career. I have no problem with Muta getting in. That's respectful. I'm fine with that. Why wouldn't I be?
Did you like him in WCCW and WCW?
It doesn't matter if I was a big fan of his or not. He's done his share with his business. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
I have a problem with another name I thought I saw here somewhere.
Well, you will.
Okay, keep going.
All right, so one person that won't be in the Hall of Fame this year, and this was disappointing to me.
Yeah, this is bad.
Is Dave Bautista.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dave Bautista won't be in there, but PW Insider has confirmed that Stacy Keibler will be in the Hall of Fame.
Stop. Stop it.
Why?
No. How about no? What did she ever do?
Dude, Stacy
Keibler,
just
man. Stop it. Can you name one great match? No, because she wasn't a wrestler. Can you name one great promo from her? Because she was a hot eye candy. The end. Okay? That's it. I don't think she's a fucking Hall of Famer. And I will say this, too. And I rarely do shit like this when it comes to the company I loved and I've always loved growing up. Your fucking Hall of Fame sometimes reminds me of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're a fucking embarrassment. Get the fuck out of here, Stacy Keibler. Stop it. I'm good. Go ahead. Tell me what a great Hall of Famer she is, that she deserves the Hall of Fame, while others wait. Others that should have no business waiting.
Like?
You know who.
You want to say Ivan Koloff?
That's a start.
All right.
Got a few more? I'm sure there are.
Ray Stevens.
That's a start.
Okay.
Midnight Express, that's a start. Stacy Keibler gets in before the minute. That's why this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You guys are selective. You do whatever the fuck you want every year.
Do you think?
Congratulations. Great job.
Do you think? And be honest.
And I don't normally say this shit, but it's the truth.
Do you know Stacy Keibler and but do not know who the Midnight
Express is?
People from
that generation know who Stacy Keibler is, and people from the generation of Midnight Express know who's better. It's not even a debate.
I'm not saying that she's better.
I'm just saying, if you're going to fucking have a Hall of Fame, could you get it right first before you start with Stacy Keibler's? And who else? Who are the great Kali?
ESO says, exactly, Farrell.
Thank you.
Davio says, Stacy over Melina, Victoria, Mickey.
Agreed.
James. Are you kidding?
No, not over Mickey. Right. Thank you. Thank you.
RJ says,
agreed.
I agree, but Tori is in the Hall of Fame, and she didn't.
And she shouldn't be.
A lot, except
and she shouldn't be. She shouldn't be. Trish Stratus,
Elizabeth,
right in.
Jason says, what about Miss Elizabeth over long?
Don't compare. I totally agree. I mean, Stacy Keibler and Miss Elizabeth. Of course. Of course. Where's Cyndi Lauper? Mike?
I'm hoping.
Where is Cyndi Lauper?
I'm hoping.
That's someone who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Phil,
and not Dave Wolf, her
Phil
freaking
says he
whatever
heard a
was.
Story about why Koloff isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Because it's personal.
Well,
shit went down with him and Vince.
And Superstar Graham, right?
Right.
They held him up. Now, I don't know why Superstar got forgiven.
Because Superstar was just... you know what? I don't know! Come to think of it. The Russian Bear put an end to the longest title reign anybody will ever even probably read about. The Garden went silent from a state of shock.
Roy Batista says Jazz should be in the Hall of Fame.
Before Stacy Keibler... But I don't think that Jazz would get in anyway with WWE's ridiculous.
I would have put Jazz in.
I agree.
Keibler should be in before Jazz.
On a notoriety note?
On
absolutely.
A WWE level.
Absolutely. On a WWE level, absolutely. But I do know that Jazz is an underappreciated.
Maria Davis says Wendy Richter was the best female at the WWE. She was
Wendy Richter
Cyndi
was
Lauper. And
Wendy Richter was great.
We discussed this before.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most important things that happened in wrestling started with women wrestling.
Sure. They were just as important in a lot of that in many ways. Cyndi Lauper was super hugely important. The great, you know, the Fabulous Moolah was a perfect foil for
you. Know what, dude?
You know?
John just wrote Charmel. I forgot she's in all
I can't
fame.
Stand it. I hate that.
That
I
was a mistake.
Absolutely
like,
hate
not
that.
Getting that
Get
whatsoever.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, guys. Some shit really pisses me off, and Stacy Keibler being in the Hall of Fame is laughable.
Ha DJ ha. Says, can we talk early divas? Molly Holly belongs before any of them.
You know what, Molly Holly?
She's in, isn't
absolutely
she?
I think she is in.
I think,
by the way.
You know, yeah, I PJ, think I think is. She's I think in. Molly I think Molly's in.
And Molly Holly deserves it way more than. And, but to be honest, at the time, I wasn't thinking about Molly Holly at all. Mickie James should be given a red carpet for her. Give me a break.
She'll make it.
She better.
She'll make it.
What a. Come on.
Luce is saying Molly isn't in. No, she is
I
in.
Think
I'm positive
I think
Molly Holly
in.
Is in.
Hey, Jared. Do us a favor.
I'll look it up. Hold on.
Oh, Mike's going to do it. Yeah,
Molly
I'm pretty
Holly
damn
Hall
sure.
I am 100%
sure. Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
Damn sure. And not, it wasn't that long ago, right?
It was like 2 years ago, I
well,
think.
Well, could knowing our luck, it's probably seven at this point because time flies.
Yeah, 2021, it. Molly Holly got
there
in.
There you go. All right.
Yeah,
you,
I knew she
nailed
was in,
it.
And she deserved
ago.
It for sure.
Yeah, no. I have no issue with her getting in.
King Kong Bundy's not in.
That's a fucking disgrace.
Is John Studd in? I don't think John Studd is either.
John Studd's got to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think. We have to look.
You gotta be kidding me. Hey, folks, look it up. Is John Studd? It's gotta be in the hall.
Jay Will says Judy Martin should be in. Oh, absolutely.
Interesting point. Interesting point. Velvet McIntyre.
Of all the women that should be in, though, Cyndi Lauper should be the one that's
Cyndi
in.
Cyndi Lauper should absolutely be in.
Unreal.
No doubt about it.
All right, so recently we
so
have this.
Shit.
When asked if it's tough for him to reconcile his feelings towards Vince McMahon and his sexual misconduct accusations made against him, Cena said, when you love someone, you take them as imperfectly as they are.
Very interesting.
No, I mean, everyone has a right to have their perspective. I have the right to have mine. When you love somebody, you take them as imperfectly perfect as they are, John Cena said.
Mm-hmm.
We all make mistakes. We all have poor decisions. Lord knows I've made a collection of poor decisions. That doesn't mean I'm not going to love somebody. There's no way I can go on record and say I don't love Vince McMahon.
Well, he should love Vince McMahon. Coming from John Cena's mouth, that makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't he love Vince
McMahon?
Yeah,
I gotta say one thing about
Vince
Cena.
Vince has been very good
Cena
to him.
Really doesn't make mistakes.
None that we've found out about it. Give it time. After, you know, he passes on or whatever later on, someone will write a book. Or they'll wait 20 years from now where he's more vulnerable and they'll be like, I remember when he...
What did Cena do? He protected his gimmick.
Yeah.
When he thought someone was going to get over on him, meaning that they were going to take his spot, he's what no did he do like everybody else?
No different than
Hulk, them out,
than
right?
Hulk Hogan or Shawn Michaels
absolutely.
Or whoever.
Right.
Know. That's what a big star does. He protects his spot. Wouldn't you?
But, you know, when Cena,
anyway.
whenever he speaks and he writes, he really
he knows how to,
speaks very intelligently.
He's very careful.
Yes.
He knows how to conduct himself. Yeah, you've seen the video where the guy kept videotaping him, and he continued to be rational with him. Like, he was so calm.
Right.
I would have grabbed that thing and bashed it over the guy's head.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Oh, man.
WWE and Legal and Gambling explain breaking down betting opportunities, what it means to pro wrestling in a company.
This is a bad idea.
How will sports betting affect the WWE?
It's a bad idea.
Given that plans are made ahead of time from pro wrestling and WWE programming, would this affect the way the WWE does business?
It
appears that the rules are secretly... All right,
yeah.
Are at play.
Yeah.
Per CNBC's Alex Sherman, WWE is working with the accounting firm Ernst & Young to secure scripted match results in hopes that it will convince regulators there's no chance of results leaking to the public.
Hmm.
Ernst & Young currently works with the Academy Awards and other award shows.
Mm-hmm.
They secure the results for the winners and are brought up often during the broadcast. Betting on the Oscars is legal through FanDuel and DraftKings.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Colorado does prohibit gambling on award shows already.
Mm.
Does prohibit, right?
Yeah.
It should be noted that AEW has a deal with DraftKings. The gambling app has its name showcased on the ring of every Dynamite show. The report states that there is a proposal for the results to be locked ahead of time. Storyline plans for pro wrestlers are wrestling are either crafted months in advance or at the moment. Vince McMahon is notorious for changing programming at the last second. Thoughts on this?
I hate this. I think it's awful. I don't think that there should be gambling on pro wrestling.
Why?
Because if someone is going to leak it, that's why. Someone's going to leak it. There's going to be somebody over there that's going to get paid secret money to fucking tell everybody the results of this so they can set the odds the way they want. Look, I'm not a huge fan of gambling anyway. I know you love it. You enjoy it and everything like that. I stayed far the fuck away from it. That's just me. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. And would this take away the freedom that Vince used to have? Like, you know, if I want to change something at the last second, I need to change it. You can't do that. The script's locked in.
That would change
it. Get your fucking gambling.
That is right.
Get the fuck out of here with your gambling. And let me watch my pro wrestling, will you?
RJ Hudson says, have bets on how bad the announcement will be from Tony Khan.
Wow. Everybody
bet on that every week.
Everybody would clean up.
Yeah, it'd be bad every week.
Yeah, it would be. I'd do. Okay, I'll do that. I'll make some money.
Jason says, I think we could all see many things that could go wrong with this kind of
betting.
I don't
like it. I don't like it at all.
The only thing I could see happen is that if someone gets caught in that Pete Rose category.
That's what I'm saying, and it's going to happen.
That I agree with.
We can't have that. It's, you know something? And don't push it either, pro wrestling. Now I'm talking to pro wrestling itself and the guys that are the promoters. Don't push it. The public already has accepted that it's scripted. You know, the public could have gone the other way when kayfabe was exposed all those years ago and been like, fuck you. Because a lot of people did think the shit was real back in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s.
PJ's asking,
you're lucky you kept your fan base. Now you're going to push it with gambling shit?
Is the payouts for AEW bets cocaine?
Could be. Wow, what is with Tony Khan and cocaine? It's all over the place.
Dude, he's a snowman.
Man, driving that train, Tony. Driving that train.
Phil is saying, this is so farcical. Betting on wrestling, even five years ago, this would be a butt of a joke.
It's ridiculous.
Now anything goes. What is up? And what's wrong is right. Sounds about right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Everything backwards is forwards now.
Undertaker. Loose brings up a good point. Undertaker.
Loose.
Minus 2,000. Brock for the one in their match. So think about that. That
I would have made a fortune if I had.
You would have bet on Brock?
Of course. I was the only one in the room. When it was happening, I was like, Brock's winning. I was the only one that was happy. Everybody else
a problem.
Was miserable.
If Farrow was betting and he lost, he'd fucking, I'm never watching wrestling
again.
Dude, I
don't gamble. This is very hypothetical. I would never do it anyway. I'm not into it.
You wouldn't bet on sure things like Roman Reigns beating Cody Rhodes?
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Oh, my God. Stone Cold Steve Austin has been pitched to face a superstar at WrestleMania 39. Of late, we've heard that very interest shape that Steve Austin has made additional pitches to get on the show, but not for necessarily marquee matches. LA Knight was a name rumored
online.
Stop
serving one of the best wrestlers on the damn roster up to lose. LA Knight is fantastic. Yeah! He's great. LA Knight is great, and they are booking him like shit. He's great. He looks great. He has it. It.
He's gonna be with the Miz, and they're gonna be special guest commentators.
Get the fucking Miz away from LA Knight. Let LA Knight ascend. Yeah, he's awesome.
Wow. He's got.
You do not think he's awesome?
He's pretty good.
He's fantastic.
But
stop having him.
He's
lose.
Already fallen into like.
They have him losing everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, are you idiots? This guy has charisma. Anyway.
Roman Reigns on CM Punk.
Yeah.
One calls himself the best in the world, and one could arguably make that claim. But now we hear from Roman Reigns on CM Punk. Punk, the former AEW champion who is in exile, at one time worked with Roman Reigns. Of course, back then, who could have predicted Reigns would be nearly 1,000 days title
run? Into his run, yeah.
On a recent podcast appearance, Roman Reigns, this effing computer's a pain in my ass.
Well, it says here he discussed his possible future with CM Punk.
During the chat with the tribal chief, did not hold back. Roman did say he was open to working with CM Punk again.
So am I.
But specifically and only if it's the best for business.
Yeah.
There's a catch or two. Roman Reigns noted that Punk would need to get himself straight.
Yeah,
no doubt.
No acting up. Yeah. I can see that.
And what else? And not have any chaos like in the past few months. Currently, Punk is still with AEW, and should that change?
Right.
So thoughts on that?
I find that very interesting because for some stupid reason, I feel like next year's WrestleMania is going to be Roman Reigns versus CM Punk.
No.
Why not? Why not? Okay, then Roman Reigns comes back after Cody's year-long reign and takes it from him. No, because Cody is not going to beat Roman Reigns. I've drawn up 15 different ways.
Right now, I am 60-40 on Roman retaining.
I'm the other way around.
You're 60-40.
And this is not my personal wishes.
I got you.
Okay, because like I told you before, and I know if we'll probably watch this match together. I got that feeling,
Yes, absolutely.
I think that no matter what happens, if Roman wins, I'm going to turn to you and go, that was great. If Cody wins, I'm going to turn to you and go, what a great finish to the storyline.
Right.
So either way, I'm happy. I really am happy with this one. Do you really think, though, with your 60-40, all of this that Cody's been through, this is just to lose? Really? I can't see it.
Cody,
that's why I'm having
Cody
such
has
a...
become the next Bret Hart.
He's
in
so
a lot of ways.
Fucking over,
the kids
dude.
Love him.
They love him. He's so over.
All right. You know what? Well, I have winning. To be honest. I've got to say Cody 60-40.
I feel he's winning.
I just have
Someone
a strange
have the odds
feeling
higher.
That this Roman Reigns thing,
yeah.
It's still on fire. It's been on fire for 2 years.
Fans are...
Why douse the flame?
Because I think the fans, if you really... Listen to the fans. Fans want Reigns to lose to Cody.
I understand.
You can't ignore them.
What
if
would
you
be,
do that?
What would be hotter you know? Than Roman Reigns coming out on Raw after defeating Cody Rhodes
oh,
at
as
WrestleMania?
Far, as far as heel heat, nothing. But what would be hotter than Cody Rhodes coming out with face adulation?
If you come out with face you know? Adulation, mm-hmm. you're automatically going to go into a feud because face adulation...
Right. I would really,
last as long
I would really
healing.
Appreciate for a little while a new champion who's a good guy.
Fair enough.
With some new matchups, I'd like to see new challenges for a new champion. Roman Reigns has beaten everybody. He has. We talked about this. What's the new next fresh fruit? You know, that's why I said CM Punk. That's why I said it because we are out of big time names. Who's coming? Not our boy from Hollywood. We keep asking for The Rock. It's not happening. We're not seeing it, so let's stop fucking going through that door for now. For now. Who is coming? Nobody. CM Punk would be great. If Roman's going to still be champion, you better bring the fans like a CM Punk or Jericho, even if he's 111 years old. Fucking bring,
what,
you know.
Gunther wouldn't give people the flavor for a while?
Intercontinental champion versus the guy who's got all the other belts. I would love that, but do I think that that's going to happen?
Well, you could hurt Roman and he could start turning face.
Here's
right?
another weird thing. Do you think that Sheamus has any shot to finally collect the Intercontinental title?
No.
So what? So then if Gunther's walking out of there with the Intercontinental belt, I don't think he's going to be going after the...
He may go
after Cody.
Here's my word.
That's a great matchup. You got the heel who's fucking hated, and you got the new champion who's loved.
But here's
that
my...
That would be a good matchup.
Here's my worry.
What's that?
He wins the title. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania has its finishing loving moment.
You're scared about the ratings.
And
afterwards.
Then he goes into Raw, and it quickly just starts to go down the tubes because
the
storyline's over.
It all depends on what the next storyline will be.
The storyline right now is you're our only savior.
Mm-hmm.
That's the storyline.
Right.
After that,
right.
Then what?
He needs to have a legitimate threat.
And there isn't one. Who? You said there's not one for Roman.
Well, so Roman already went through all the names.
So all
Cody
is
going
Seth.
To have, he's going to get, that's a legitimate threat.
Okay, I get it.
That's a legitimate threat.
I get it. But is
and
Seth,
he's also, at some point, Seth's going to win the belt again at some point in his career.
Some point in his career.
He is.
In his career.
And I can see Seth beating Cody Rhodes. I can't see, you know.
Only thing I think I could see happening is two things. Cody wins the belt and then says, we shouldn't have a universal champion. And he gives up one of them.
That's possible. What if Punk came back and went after Cody?
Punk coming back is as much as The Rock coming back, dude. I know you keep pushing for that, but what? There's no... The Rock coming back and Punk coming back are in the same realm.
I can't believe you finally gave Punk his due by saying that. That's
what,
very
what I mean by that...
He's
that,
a superstar is what
no,
you meant.
No, but what I mean by that, he's
you know?
Not coming back.
Right. I think he will at some point. I can't see CM Punk... CM Punk can't end this way. Can't. I could see him returning one last time to WWE.
I already see the AEW storyline. Hangman Page has already joined the Elite.
I'm bored.
I'm
the second
you
say Hangman Page, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. I don't know, man. That show really sucks lately. I'm sorry. AEW is just a bunch of shades of gray to me. Not big on it.
All right, guys, we're going to cut out. We'll see everybody on Sunday where Monty and the Pharaoh meet PG-13.
Yeah.
We want to thank you all again. Biggs, again, thank you for that wonderful donation. Oh, my God. Incredible.
Really? Seriously.
PJ thank says, you. Rock comes back before Punk. Macho Man comes back before Punk.
Probably. What? Macho Man?
Well, you know what?
Might be right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Phil says, I want Bob Backlund to make a comeback and give Roman a roll up in a bridge. Could you imagine that?
Well, considering we saw Bob Backlund standing on his head not that long ago in person, you never know. You never know.
Sami Zayn wins the Money in the Bank and cashes in.
On who?
On Cody.
On Cody. I could see that. That would be weird. Do you think Sami Zayn will ever hold the world title as a reward for all of his hard work during that? Are you sure?
Might win the Intercontinental title again, but that's it. He's not world title champion. Look, dude, you know, what do I know? What do I know? But I will tell you this. As much as everybody hates the gambling thing, I would fucking love it.
I know you would. I know you would. You're into that stuff.
It would be so much fun.
How much money are you going to bet on Aaron Rodgers this year?
Get there first.
Yeah, we got to get him here first. That's true.
All right. Want to thank you all. We'll see you on Sunday. Pharaoh, send us out.
You've been watching Monty and the Pharaoh. And until on Sunday when we hang out with Rated R, or is it Rated P?
PG-13.
It's going to be Rated R.
Yeah, it's going to be Rated R.
Later.